Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Sunny California's classic rock here, 100.3 The Sound, featuring Fleetwood Mac off the record this Sunday night at 8. Extensive conversation with Mick Fleetwood and Ken Kalay, who was the one of the co-producers. He's, well, there are two producers, so he's a co-producer for Fleetwood Mac for a long time, doing all kinds of amazing things. I was talking to both those guys, and the guitar solos that Lindsey Buckingham created were amazing. But there was a lot of work actually went into it. Talking to Ken, how did Lindsey record these? How did the songs go Your Own Way? A great solo at the end of that.
The guitars are amazing. It's you know, the guitar solo in the whole end section, the whole soaring guitar, is not one guitar. It turned out to be about 8 or 9 guitars. And I just, you know, I found a way to string these guitars together and use the end of one into a slide of another one and just build them together.
And this is way before digital editing had even been.
Yeah, there was
live.
We played it. Performed it. In fact, when we were mixing it at Christmas time, I got snowed in Lake Tahoe, and they called me and they said, "We've been trying to mix the song all day. We can't get the key." So,
he said, "Too bad."
But you know, and I'm not taking anything away from Lindsey. I mean, each guitar part was brilliant, you know. But if he hadn't done what he'd done, it would have never been that great.
Mm-hmm.
So he played some great guitar in each portion built onto the other one. And then actually later he had to go learn the solo that, you know, was on tape. And now he smokes it away.
Fleetwood Mac, and that's the story. Listen, just listen to the song. Listen to the guitars at the end. Loving you isn't the